of the Tartan Army's journey continues into the knockout stage. William Jones, NPR News.
Team USA plays Turkey tomorrow night. Turkey has yet to score in this World Cup. The U.S. men already have qualified for the knockout round. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts June 19th through 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org.
81 degrees in Lawrence, 82 degrees in Manhattan. It is 3:06.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. We are also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Thanks so much for joining us here on KPR this afternoon. We know there are lots of places you could be getting your news, and we genuinely appreciate you choosing KPR. We appreciate the vote of confidence. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, a conversation with New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani. He is celebrating today because in last night's New York primary election, there were quite a few wins lodged by candidates that he had supported.
It's a statement that the status quo will no longer be sufficient. It's a statement that working people are not willing to accept a politics that neglects their everyday needs.
Mamdani talks more about this latest shift somewhat to the left for the Democratic Party. Coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at Fairlawn Plaza in Topeka, Tuesday, June 30th, 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassettes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
A flood watch going into effect late tonight for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. So heads up, Cottonwood Falls, heads up, Chanute. Flood watch for much of the rest of the KPR listening area beginning tomorrow afternoon and running through Friday morning. This does include Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, and Emporia. The time is 3:20.
Support for...
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
News headlines coming your way in just about 35 seconds. I'll tell you more about this big flood watch that was issued and have a complete rundown of the weather along with the headlines. It's 3:30.
150 different pavilions. Leo Landis, public historian for the Wisconsin Historical Society, says state fairs have been an American tradition since the 1840s.
It's about American farming. It's about domestic production. It's about the United States and how we are distinct.
The event runs for over 2 weeks, ending July 10th. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The U.S. Justice Department is suing the state of Kansas over a law allowing some undocumented students to qualify for in-state tuition. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
In their filing, the DOJ says a state law in Kansas violates federal immigration law by allowing some students without full legal status to pay in-state tuition rates at public colleges and universities. The law applies to students that attended a Kansas high school for at least 3 years and graduated or earned a GED in the state. Federal officials argue out-of-state U.S. citizens are forced to pay higher tuition, calling the policy unequal treatment. The government is asking the court to block the law, which has been in place for more than two decades. Kansas lawmakers attempted to eliminate the law this year, but the governor vetoed it. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Unemployment in Kansas ticked down slightly last month. The latest jobs report from the Kansas Department of Labor reports May unemployment was 3.8%. That's down a tenth of a percent from April's rate of 3.9% and is unchanged from the previous May. The report says non-farm payroll employment in Kansas last month increased by 5,100 jobs from April. Because of the inclement weather predicted for tomorrow, the SCORE Lawrence Soccer Street Party from 4 to 9 p.m. will be taking place inside the Granada at 1020 Massachusetts Street. The entertainment lineup will be performing on stage inside, and a small number of vendors will be located inside the building. Food vendors will remain outside. As planned, the USA versus Turkey match at 9 p.m. will be shown inside the Lawrence Arts Center, 940 New Hampshire Street. The Granada will be streaming the World Cup game as well. A flood watch is going into effect tonight for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. It runs through Friday morning. A larger flood watch goes into effect tomorrow afternoon and runs through Friday morning. This is for Anderson, Coffey, Dickinson, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Osage, Ottawa, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Bates, Clay, Jackson, and Platte counties in Missouri. So for much of the greater Kansas City metro, including KCK. The time is 3:35.
Support for
from NPR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Morning Edition keeps you in touch with your fellow human beings and with people seeking human contact, like those at speed friending events.
It was very good for my soul.
And at no phone bars.
I wanted to create a space where people could come, interact, be vulnerable, be nervous, but be human, you know what I mean?
I do. Listen for Life across the country, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:01. Then at just about 4:12 this afternoon, companies that run adventure boat trips in places like the Grand Canyon are dealing with some new challenges, mostly when they bus their clients back to the place where they started.
We've had to implement gas surcharges for our shuttles.
How gas prices might be driving up the cost of your not very gas-oriented vacations, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
It's 82 degrees in Manhattan, 82 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 4.
This estimates. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Get the facts every weekday.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. You will hear Morning Edition. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in 1 minute. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4 o'clock.
.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts June 19th through 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org.
83 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Atchison, 85 in Abilene. It is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, and we're always online. You can listen at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com.
Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 4:30. At just about 4:40, we're going to talk about a mega fire last summer that burned through an extremely remote part of Grand Canyon National Park. The area itself, a truly special place for the people who have made it a part of their lives.
I came out here to the north rim of the Grand Canyon and had a spiritual experience.
The north rim recently reopened as recovery efforts following that fire continue. All the details coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
A flood watch goes into effect tonight and runs through Friday morning for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. Flood watch going into effect tomorrow afternoon and running through Friday morning for a large portion of the rest of the KPR listening area, including Lawrence, Topeka, Emporia, and Junction City, and a fairly wide swath of the greater Kansas City metro. We do have a slight chance of showers and storms after midnight tonight. It's going to be humid overnight with lows in the mid-60s. There's an 80% chance of showers and storms with locally heavy rainfall possible tomorrow. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is a great way to start off your day with the very latest news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
News headlines are coming up next. We have a slight chance of rain tonight, a very good chance of rain tomorrow. And tomorrow night, I'll tell you more in just about 2.5 minutes. It's 4:30.
Including Michigan, North Carolina, and Kentucky. The Guard are largely patrolling residential neighborhoods and federal property at a cost of more than $2.7 million per day. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The U.S. Justice Department is suing the state of Kansas over a law allowing some undocumented students to qualify for in-state college tuition. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the story.
In their filing, the DOJ says a state law in Kansas violates federal immigration law by allowing some students without full legal status to pay in-state tuition rates at public colleges and universities. The law applies to students that attended a Kansas high school for at least 3 years and graduated, or earned a GED in the state. Federal officials argue out-of-state U.S. citizens are forced to pay higher tuition, calling the policy unequal treatment. The government is asking the court to block the law, which has been in place for more than two decades. Kansas lawmakers attempted to eliminate the law this year, but the governor vetoed it. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Gary County is imposing a one-year moratorium on data centers. KSNT reports the moratorium gives county officials time to come up with regulations before any data projects move forward. It also gives officials time to study the impact that a data center might have on water and energy use. Meanwhile, opponents of data centers turned out last night at a planning commission meeting in Emporia. The commission is considering a new zone district for data centers. And in Lawrence, about 100 people attended a meeting at the Lawrence Public Library last night, organized by opponents of data centers in Douglas County. The Lawrence Journal World reports the meeting was organized by a group called Douglas County Data Center Watchdogs. Shifting now to weather, a flood watch going into effect tonight and running through Friday morning for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. A flood watch going into effect tomorrow afternoon and running through Friday morning for Anderson, Coffey, Dickinson, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Osage, Ottawa, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Bates, Clay, Jackson, and Platte counties in Missouri. Why, you may ask? Because we're about to get a whole lot of rain. There's a slight chance of showers and storms late tonight. It's going to be humid overnight with a low in the mid-60s. An 80% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, and a nearly 100% chance of rain tomorrow night. Some rainfall could be heavy.
Support for NPR comes from this
news.
Morning Edition brings you the news straight from reporters watching stories unfold.
To talk about that, we're joined by NPR's international correspondent, Aya Batraoui, in Dubai. Good morning, Aya.
Mose Bashel from member station KUT gives us a view from Austin, Texas.
NPR's Ada Peralta is with us now from Venezuela's capital, Caracas. Ada, good morning.
Join us for a front row seat every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR1 and KPR2 stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Pre-Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkpreclinic.com.
Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:01, then at 5:06. Congress overwhelmingly approved a bipartisan housing bill.
We're going to reduce regulation so builders can build. We're going to limit institutional investing in the housing market. We're going to bring the American dream back within the grasp of hardworking American families.
However, the president has refused to sign the legislation into law. Why would he do that? Stephen Basaha will tell us why, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Pony Express began and Jesse James met his end. More information at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. Produced in cooperation with Visit Missouri.
83 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Emporia, 85 in Abilene, 76 in Chanute. It is 10 minutes before 5.
Who donate to this NPR station?
We keep our questions on Morning Edition civil but direct.
But let's be real. How could your party still screw this up?
Cut the chase with us every weekday from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR1 and KPR2 stations for our simulcast of Morning Edition with Matthew Algio as your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Arch Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan. It is 5:06.
Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 5:30. Then an exclusive interview with New York City Mayor Zoran Mandani. Is celebrating last night's primary election wins by some of his fellow Democratic Socialists in his state. What does he think about what that portends for the next batch of elections? That story and much more still to come. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas is a wet one. We do have a slight chance of showers and storms late tonight. It's going to be humid with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of showers and storms. Locally heavy rainfall will be possible tomorrow afternoon. Still humid, no surprise there, with highs in the upper 70s. And a nearly 100% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. Again, locally heavy rainfall is eminently possible tomorrow night. Lows in the mid-60s. With all of that rain, we have flood watches going into effect throughout the KPR listening area. One flood watch starting tonight, running through Friday morning for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. A different flood watch going into effect tomorrow afternoon, running through Friday morning for a large portion of the KPR listening area, including Abilene, Lawrence, all of Johnson County, Junction City, and Emporia as well. The time is 5:20.
NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition is the program. A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a concert by Robin Hitchcock on June 26th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org.
News headlines are coming up next. Flood watches going into effect overnight and again tomorrow for large portions of the KPR listening area. It's 85 degrees in Topeka, 83 in Emporia, and it's 5:30.
Spreading across borders. A French doctor tested positive for Ebola after returning from home from treating patients in DRC.
That's Jonathan Lambert. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The U.S. Justice Department is suing the state of Kansas over a law allowing some undocumented students to qualify for in-state college tuition. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
In their filing, the DOJ says a state law in Kansas violates federal immigration law by allowing some students without full legal status to pay in-state tuition rates at public colleges and universities. The law applies to students that attended a Kansas high school for at least 3 years and graduated or earned a GED in the state. Federal officials argue out-of-state U.S. citizens are forced to pay higher tuition, calling the policy unequal treatment. The government is asking the court to block the law, which has been in place for more than two decades. Kansas lawmakers attempted to eliminate the law this year, but the governor vetoed it. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Unemployment in Kansas ticked down slightly last month. The latest jobs report from the Kansas Department of Labor reports May unemployment sat at 3.8%, down a tenth of a percent from April's rate of 3.9%, and it is unchanged from the previous May. The report says non-farm payroll employment in Kansas last month increased by 5,100 jobs from April. Because of the inclement weather predicted for tomorrow, the SCORE Lawrence Soccer Street Party from 4 to 9 p.m. will take place inside the Granada, 1020 Massachusetts Street. The entertainment lineup will be performing on stage inside. A small number of vendors will be located inside the building, while the food vendors will remain outside as planned. The USA versus Turkey World Cup match at 9 p.m. will be shown inside the Lawrence Arts Center, 940 New Hampshire Street. The Granada will be streaming the game as well. Speaking of that inclement weather, we are expecting a whole lot of rain tomorrow night. Tonight, we have a slight chance of showers and storms after midnight. Very humid, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of showers and storms through the day, with locally heavy rainfall possible through the afternoon hours. Very humid, highs in the upper 70s. Then tomorrow night, a nearly 100% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Again, locally heavy rainfall possible throughout tomorrow night. Very humid and lows in the mid-60s. This is KPR, and it's 5:35.
Support for...
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the show, getting you caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also broadcasting at 90.3 FM in Chanute. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including An Evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
In our next half hour, an overview of last night's results in New York State's primary election. It highlighted a question about the Democratic Party. How progressive does it really want to be? How progressive does the leadership of the Democratic Party really want it to be? These are all big questions, and we will address them coming up here on KPR at just about 6 minutes past six.
Support for KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts June 19th through 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6.
From Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
When so much is happening in the world, who can you count on to tell you what really happened and why it matters? Old-fashioned reporting, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.